Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Freedom from Addiction segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? And thanks for stopping by.
Doing good, Neil. Today we're going to talk about one of the people that I've included in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3. His name is Hogg Mandino. And he's written a lot of books, maybe over 10. He wrote The Greatest Salesman in the World, which contained time-tested wisdom of the ancients distilled into 10 simple scrolls. And those scrolls were turned into affirmations. Now, what is an affirmation? An affirmation is to declare or maintain something to be true. An affirmation is the declaration itself, either verbalized or merely thought. A prayer is the expression of thoughts, hopes, or needs to God. Therefore, an affirmation directed toward God is a prayer. And if prayer is infused with belief, and if the belief is strong enough, it's answered. Prayers could be good or bad. And if we believe in them, they are answered.
Yes.
This is one of the reasons it's better to have good thoughts coming from you than destructive bad thoughts. So Mandino started out as a dyed-in-the-wood alcoholic. And one night, he went to a pawn shop to buy a gun, I believe, to kill himself. And you can read about that story. He's got a great, great story. But he didn't, and actually, he went on to write 10 or more books. So his philosophical message was that every person on earth is a miracle.
Yes.
And should choose to direct their lives with confidence and congruency to the laws that govern abundance. Mandino wrote some of the best motivational books that I've ever heard. And as a public speaker, he was undeniably one of the best. I watched him do a keynote once, and he had the longest standing ovation of anybody that I've seen in my life. So some of his other books were The Greatest Salesman in the World, The Greatest Secret in the World, The Greatest Miracle in the World, and A Better Way to Live. Well, A Better Way to Live had 17 different things that he thought that we should be doing. And he gave me permission to turn these into affirmations. So when you affirm these 17 things,
yes,
and you affirm them 2-3 times a day with enthusiasm, it changes your thoughts. And as your thoughts change, so does your life. So I want to present these 17 Mandino affirmations from my most recent book on addiction, which is Addiction, Freedom from Addiction 3. So here we go.
Yes. I mean, Wynn, that's great. And I cannot wait to hear those affirmations. Because when we have positive thoughts, we will be more willing to put the work in, to be lighter to people and be happier, because if we're not happy, our work is going to suffer because of it.
Absolutely.
All right. I can't wait to hear them. So go ahead and tell me them, Wynn.
Okay. So here are the 17 rules from Mandino's book, A Better Way to Live. And I won't rush through them. I want to give you a chance to think about it, but I can't spend a lot of time on them, so you just have to get the copy of Freedom from Addiction 3, and then you can study them to your heart's content. And I found from personal experience that affirming these 17 things will make a gigantic difference in your life and in your happiness. Here we go.
Most definitely.
One, I count my blessings.
Yes.
Two, today and every day, I deliver more than I'm getting paid to deliver. Three, whenever I make a mistake or get knocked down by life, I don't look back at it too long. I shake off my blunders. Four, I always reward my long hours of labor and toil in the very best way, surrounded by my family. Five, I build one day on a foundation of pleasant thoughts. I am a creature of God and have the power to achieve any dreams by lifting up my thoughts.
Yes.
Six, I let my actions speak for me, but I am forever on guard against the terrible traps of false pride and conceit that can halt my progress.
Yes.
Seven, each day is a special gift from God, and while life may not always be fair, I never allow the pains, hurdles, or handicaps of the moment to poison my attitude and plans for myself and my future. Eight, I never again clutter my days and nights with so many menial and unimportant things that I have no time to accept a real challenge when it comes along. Nine, and this is important, I live this day as if it will be my last day.
Yes.
10. Beginning today, I treat everyone I meet, friend or foe, loved one or stranger, as if they were going to be dead at midnight. 12. I laugh at myself and at life. 13. I never neglect the little things. 14. I welcome every morning with a smile. I look on the new day as another special gift from my Creator, another golden opportunity to complete what I was unable to finish today. And I've forgotten my numbers. But anyway, the next one is, I will achieve my grand dream one day at a time, so I set my goals for each day. Next, I never allow anyone to rain on my parade and thus cast a pall of gloom and defeat on the entire day. Nothing external can have power over me unless I permit it. Next, I search for the seed of good in every adversity. Next and last, I realize true happiness lies within me.
Wow.
Now, you can't be happy
with
externals, because externals come and go. But true happiness and joy is inside of you in the way that you think about things.
This is powerful, Wynn. And we could go into each one of these points on another episode, just one point for each week's episode. I think the biggest thing that at the end of the day, why is it that certain, wouldn't call them false prophets, when, but people that don't see that cheerfulness, happiness is so important to accomplish everything that God is calling us to do. And if we don't live that, we're really not living Christianity at all.
Well, that's true. Wise men, since the beginning of time, have been telling us that we are all we achieve or fail to achieve, and that results from how we think.
Yes.
James Allen told us that good thoughts bear good fruit. The Roman Marcus Aurelius told us that our life is what our thoughts make it. Norman Vincent Peale once said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Buddha said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. The mind is everything. And what we think we become.
Yes.
And finally, Jesus said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you shall have them. And so it is. If you will but believe in the tremendous power of positive affirmations and act on that belief, you can have anything or accomplish anything not contradictory to the laws of God or society.
Wow, that's powerful. I think we have to take a lot of those and have another episode, but I know we have a lot of great topics. But the best place to find information on you is go to RevWynHendersonMD.com or listen to your podcast, Freedom from Addiction, at www.libsyn.com/freedomfromaddiction.com. What's the best way for Libsyn?
It's www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn. Spell that LIBSYN.com.
Oh, great.
It'll take you directly to this program as soon as we put it up.
Excellent. And that's what's great. It's great information, and it's great always learning from you. And it's a great way when we record on Fridays to keep that positiveness, you know, the positiveness of what we're doing to move forward, for sure. You know, then get through the weekend and get back to work on Monday. So, again, thank you again for calling, and I appreciate you stopping by for the Freedom for Addiction segment here on The Neil Haley Show. Take care.
Thank you, Neil.
All right. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.